This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Earnings are due out this morning from Airbnb. Folks on Wall Street are expecting some strong numbers for a couple reasons. First, travel and tourism are rebounding and are supposed to actually get back to pre-pandemic levels this year. That's according to the World Travel and Tourism Council. And two, you've still got tons of remote workers booking long stays at rental properties. Marketplace's Savannah Marr checks in on some communities that have seen a boom in that kind of visitor.
There's been a shift among visitors to New Hampshire's Lakes region.
Instead of coming for a few days, they may come for the month.
Carmen Gifford with the region's Chamber of Commerce says most of these visitors have been choosing vacation rentals over hotels.
They come for their vacation to go out and hike and ski. Then they add working remote on either end of it, and so it becomes a blend.
But that comes at a cost, says Steven Peterson, a regional economist with the University of Idaho.
If it's sustained, it could take a number of houses out of the housing market.
In many communities, it already has. Take Kootenai County in northern Idaho, where Peterson says the vacation rental market is contributing to an affordable housing crisis.
Only 25% of the population would be able to afford a home up in Kootenai County at today's prices.
Peterson says digital nomads provide a short-term boost to the local economy, but people who work in that economy are getting priced out. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.